Any questions? Number one.
I guess for me, this is my first time. Where does one become a student? How does one do it?
Okay, I think that is enough question. Yeah. Oh, good question. Let's come back to us and see what are we doing. First, we are trying to build our life with career, because that helps us to survive. But that is not really who we are, because we are trying to survive physically. That's why we are building our career. But all human beings agree with that you are not just physical body. That makes us to think beyond the physical body. So that makes us to create a seeker inside. So when this inside seeker start to think, then you are trying to recognize who you are, or you are trying to approach to outside and see what other people thinks about the reality, or what other people think about the life. You are drawing your attention towards outside. This is how I see this. We are trying to find a map in a map book. So once when you are going through a map book, then you see a lot of maps in there. Similar to that, we look for other philosophers, what other people think about life, or we think about religion. If you look for your map book, then you would see the map belong to your country, or your county, or your city, your state. There you recognize that map as your map. It is like our faith, our culture. Then once when you look your map, then there you find place for your house. Similar to that, you are trying to find place for yourself in your faith or in your culture. That comes with your identity. Now, staying from there, you would look for others' maps. Now, once when you go through the map book, you don't have to go to Chicago to understand the Chicago. Or you can be a geography teacher. You don't have to travel around the world to become a geography teacher. You can master. Then you can say, well, if you go there, you can, these are the things you can experience, and these are the things that you can visit. So now we see that kind of geography teachers everywhere, in the churches, in the temples, at the philosophy class. You would see that kind of teachers who would teach us to experience things without experiencing they can teach. That is what we are finding in the churches or school. But similar to that, that is what sometimes we look for. We do not want to experience, and we are trying to study our life somewhere else. That make us to become seekers. That's how we try to study. So that make us to bring ourselves back to us and think, really, what are we doing? Again, once when you are searching map book, then you explore into certain maps, study. then you see, oh, this looks like a wonderful place. People who haven't gone to New Zealand, they would say, oh, it's a beautiful, New Zealand is a beautiful country. The people who haven't been to Vancouver, people say, oh yeah, Vancouver would be a beautiful country, beautiful area. People who haven't been to Detroit, they would say, oh, Detroit is bad. Now, how do you know? Have you been there? Without going there, you know how to criticize something, and without being there, you know how to explain something or how to appreciate something. How much that important to us? That is what we are looking through books. That is what we are looking from listening to somebody. That is what we are looking from outside. As a seekers, that's a mistake we do. But we don't have to complain to that. We should use that opportunity. How can we use that opportunity? We need to apply that back to us without depend on those things much. We need to think, well, how can I apply this into me? That is how you can place yourself into map properly. Buddha or Buddha's teachings, I would see in the same way. There are a lot of teachings that given by the Buddha. I think most of you are familiar with the GPS. GPS is the device that you can take an example to describe the mindfulness or the present moment properly. Because wherever you place the GPS, you can place a GPS at the present location. What is the present location in your life? Where are you? How much anger you have? Or how much anger you have overcome? How much compassion do you have? Can you think about the compassion that you have? How much greed you have? Or how much greed that you have overcome from your birth? How much anxiety that you can deal with? How much that you know about you? Where you can locate yourself in this map? Without knowing where you are, can you direct yourself to some place? That's why I bought the example as GPS. GPS know the location where it is. If you miss the road, then you do not complain for the mistake. Again, you relocate yourself to understand where you are. Bring yourself back to where you are without any complaints, without any anxiety. It will help you to direct yourself from where you are to the direction where you are, to where that you want to go. Now, the mistake what we have is, we do not know where we are from our mind, and we do not know really where we want to go. Without knowing those two places, we always wandering around. When you find something interested, beautiful, yes, you get excited. That is what Buddha noticed as faith. Faith always goes with imagination and ignorance. You might be shocked with that. Why? Always we have faith on something that we don't know, but we can imagine. Instead, faith that Buddha was trying to encourage us to cultivate the confidence. Confidence comes with something that you know, with your experience. But to have the confidence, you need to locate yourself. To locate yourself, you need to open yourself. You need to open to you and find out, why am I doing these things? Why do I want to do these things? That would allow you to see yourself properly. Once when you see yourself properly, you know how do you experience these things. what made you to experience these things. That is what we call mindfulness. You need to apply mindfulness properly in each moment, with each experience. But most of the time, without proper mindfulness, we would interpret things rather than seeing those things. Once when you see your mistake or weakness, you would justify it without noticing your weakness. But if you place mindfulness, then mindfully you would recognize the mistake that would allow you to correct yourself for future or from that particular moment. We do not have to fight or complain to yourself for past, because past is gone, but you should learn from it. If you do not learn from it, you would come or you would do the same mistake again and again. Without knowing or without understanding the mistake, you would suffer for the same reason again and again. As a person, if you notice it, if you locate that mistake correctly, you would not direct yourself to that mistake again. That allows you to become a new person with every moment. Once when you correct, or once when you notice, once when you learn from your own mistake, then you have confidence, because you know that I am not a person who would commit the same mistake again. That is how you build confidence. And then you see, if I can do that, everybody can do that. Then you would help others to do it. So that way you would have confidence on others and others' capacity and others' capability. You would have that through yourself, rather than thinking, well, nobody is correct, or nobody can do that, or nobody can overcome it. So that way you would always build in the self, and you always would share the experience with others to build the self. That is the example of moving society or moving culture. That moving culture, they came up with a name called Buddhist. Buddhist is not the term to describe another community, or there's no any permanent community like that. Anybody can be a Catholic or Christian, or anybody can go to any church, but same time they can be a Buddhist. How? As a moving culture. Then you name that moving culture with that term. There's no a particular person. So how do we do that? We should do that by applying mindfulness with our own action or with our own experience. That is where we can start. We should open ourselves. We should open to ourselves, or we should open ourselves to our own experience.
I'm very impressed that Buddha spoke about GPS in his
teaching. Well, that's a little you know, partly what I was going to ask too is self-forgiveness. I find difficult. But what you're saying is, you know, it's the past, but I can forgive others easier than myself.
See how much we are not fair to ourselves? Not only that, we learn how to forgive others. Not only that, we want others to forgive us, but we are not ready to forgive ourselves. That's a huge mistake that sometimes we do. What is behind it? What is behind? That is important. We think we are perfect. That's the matter. First of all, we should notice, I am not perfect and nobody is perfect, but I can direct myself towards it. That is the destination should be. How to build a perfect person? To do that, we want to find out how that I am not perfect. Mistake is, ignorance comes with, we think that I am perfect. That's why we have hard time to forgive ourselves, because we want to protect that image created by us. When somebody else point out our mistakes, we don't agree with them. But when you point out their mistakes, you want them to correct themselves. But once when you think that I am not perfect, they are not perfect, what comes from that compassion? Then you do not want to hate somebody, or you do not want to punish somebody because of their mistakes. You would encourage them to help themselves to overcome the weakness, because you see they are suffering with it. When you express your anger, you are the one who is suffering first, before them, before others. So one who noticed that would naturally introduce compassion. And the other important thing is, we are trying to keep this past alive. That's a struggle. Past is not alive anymore. It's not here anymore. It is like equal struggle that if somebody is trying to inhale last breath, no matter how much you try, you cannot inhale your last breath. The same struggle you would go with, thinking about the past or regretting the past. So, but that is another experience. Just learn from it is the opportunity. And we miss that opportunity if we don't look at that. So if you don't look at that, maybe we would deny that experience. That is not good. Just look at that openly and see, okay, I had that illness, that's what I did that. Now what can I do? I can be a different person. Once when you become a different person, you should not punish yourself anymore. Because it's like you are punishing older brother for younger brother's mistake.
That used to happen in my early on.
I have 5 older brothers, so I know.
It's true, isn't it?
It is.
You got it.
So the best place to start is just open yourself. And the other thing, you know, since we were talking about maps, and I want to share this, especially with faith, and we involve with the maps which is not really existing in the world. We are involving with imaginary maps, and we are creating, because this is a wonderful thing with imaginary maps. Anybody can create the maps by their mind. Then you involve with this map that you created. But all the physical map, you know, you can see on the paper, but the imaginary maps can create things. Then you can involve with that map strongly. So what's the behind with these imaginary maps? It has built based on the ignorance. We have creative imaginations. Look at all those horror movies that people comes with their ideas. We think that, okay, this kind of animal exists, this kind of people exist. And once when you there, you engage with that totally. You react. You engage with emotionally. And you take, you have favor in characters. And you hate some characters there. That's what we do. We have to understand that. How I am involving with these imaginations, that's become who we are. That's the matter. That becomes who we are. I remember that a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago, with my first experience with computers, that I started to learn that basic computers at that time. Then one day I went to that computer lab. Then I saw some kids are playing with computers, with computer games. And this particular time they were playing with this car game. When they are going with the keyboard, I see that they are leaning into one side with the, when they go with the curves. So how much we engage with that imagination You know, you engage with your eyes, but even your body is reacting to that. That is what we do all the time. And how many of us are crying with movies? How many was just reacting to movies and jumping back? So that's an imagination we do with our life all the time. Where is the present moment? That is the action comes in the present moment. Now, where's the mindfulness? You don't have mindfulness at all. You are just becoming a reactor. So how do we open ourselves? First, stop reacting and observing. That would allow you to see who you are at that particular moment. You are not in the past, or you will not be in the future. You are at the present moment. Just become a GPS. Find where is your location at that moment. So the next task is direct yourself correctly to the destination. To do that, understand what kind of destination that you need. That should be full of joy. So then add things, so direct yourself toward it.
Are you saying there is no map? There's only a destination and a experiencing present moment?
Well, I would say even no destination or no map.
Yes, okay. No destination, no map.
Realization, only that is the practice. Okay, I think today we can stop here. I'm waiting to hear your second question next week. So, thank you very much for being here.